What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Lily Talks and Resells. Today, well, it's been a while I've been on here, kind of gathering my thoughts and not really having a whole lot to really talk about. I have always had this trouble with creative, because I often have a hard time just thinking about things to talk about. So definitely if there's something like a question or anything that you guys want to ask me, you guys can find me on Twitter, which is at Lily Resells. And yeah, so let's get started. So I've been really thinking about adapting in business, right? And I truly believe that if you fail to adapt when your business or your niche is shaken up, usually that means the death of your business. So let me tell you guys a little story from, I believe this was yesterday. So what happened was that I work for a lending company. We do personal loans. I will not state the company, but I work for a personal loan company, and we had this couple come in, right? And they were asking for a loan, and basically they didn't approve because they are not working right now. So what happened was that they had to shut down their business for now. And because they said that they sell things. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I can help, right? So I asked them, I'm like, so if you don't mind me asking, what is your product or service, right? And they're like, oh, we have a toy store. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect, right? Obviously, I'm not going to direct them to Amazon because Amazon toys are usually gated. So I was like, there's no point in mentioning Amazon. But I did tell them, I'm like, have you ever considered selling on eBay? And the wife literally immediately was like, no, the fees, this and that. I'm like, actually, they're not charging fees right now. So you can sign up and basically sell for free. I mean, PayPal will still charge their fees, but it's only 2.something%. So it's not really that bad, right? And they went on and on about giving me excuses. And I kind of got a little frustrated, only because I'm trying to help you, right? And clearly you don't want to adapt. And they kept saying about how their plaza is closed. Their store is literally right down the street from my work. So I was just like, you know, you can sell your shit, like sell your shit online. And they just flat out refused. And it got me thinking is, because if you truly think about it, obviously their business is not a quote-unquote essential business, so they can't be operating right now, like in the actual brick-and-mortar store. But in my mind, it's like, there's no fees to eBay. All you have to do is take pictures of your items. Like, why are, like, I mean, it's a no-brainer to just grab your stuff, go to your store, and actually take pictures of things and sell them online and pack them and go, right? But they just completely flat out refused. And they were an older couple, probably in their 40s or 50s, Mexican. So I know how my culture, especially older people, can be very stubborn. I understand that. But at this point in time, if you do not know how to adapt, if you refuse to adapt, it likely will mean the end of your business. And I'm not saying it because I, you know, want them to fail. But the reality is that if we stay closed much more longer than this, they're going to have to end up literally shutting the business down completely. Obviously, that opens up the opportunity for people like me to come sweep in and take all their liquidation shit. And obviously, that would be amazing for me. But I would feel bad for them, because it's like, if you had only just listened, you wouldn't have to go through actually shutting down your business permanently, which obviously I don't know if they will or they won't. Clearly, if they're asking for a loan, that means they don't have savings. So it's very likely that they will have to end up shutting down the business completely. But I say all that to say this. you have to learn to adapt. If you refuse to adapt, obviously, there's always something, right? Like a product or whatever that is working for us, working for us, working for us. And then eventually it just doesn't make sense to sell that item anymore. You have to learn to adapt. Like right now, I literally sold out all of my candles. So I couldn't sell any more candles because I can't go source at TJ Maxx or Marshall's. I ran out completely. I ran out of most of my inventory except for books on Amazon. So I did a great run about a week and a half ago of selling just purely Cascade dish soap. I sold 25 packages of those, and I made over $300 profit. That was an excellent run. Then, obviously, because I swooped in and got all the items from the stores, so they had no more. Now, then I'm like, okay, well, what now, right? What now? So what I did was I chose to liquidate most of my eBay store, like do a 30% off sale, kind of what sells. And I've been selling a lot of old items that have been sitting there for a while. It's great to have the money now so that I can reinvest it into better inventory, because those are from mostly my rookie days. But then I got, in a way, I got a punch in the gut, which I genuinely needed, because I feel that we all at some point have limiting beliefs. It's like, oh my God, I can't do that. Or we just close ourselves off to any other way to make money, right? So it's like, I'm like, darn it, I can't, you know, sell. I can't source at Marshall's or TJ Maxx. I'm gated in toys. What to do, right? And so yeah, I decided, I'm like, okay, well, I'll go ahead and do Instacart in the meantime and just watch my sales slowly dwindle. And then I was told about a few items that I actually can sell, and I literally dropped $430 just today on that. And I've already sold for 6 of them. I sold 4 of them earlier, and I sold 2 recently. But again, I say all that to say this, like, you have to learn to adapt. You have to learn to adapt. If someone is giving you a piece of advice that usually, you know, is feasible, just go ahead and do it. Like, you cannot afford, especially right now, you cannot afford to not adapt. Because if you do not adapt, it will likely mean the death of your business. So let me know what you guys think on Twitter. I was about to say the comments, because for some reason I think it's YouTube, but it's not. But yeah, let me know what you guys think on Twitter. It's @LilyResells. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye, guys.